Today's Amud is Yevamos Tezvav Amin Aleph. We're holding on Yedal Amabez, 5 lines on the bottom by the words Toshima. So the Gemara is still trying to prove whether or not Beishameh was Asu Kedivrayim or Loi Asu Kedivrayim. The Gemara on the top of Yedal Amin Aleph had mentioned the Machlekes Amarayim, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rav and Shmuel, whether or not Beishamai, when they argued on Beis Hillel, were they Asu Kedivrayim, did they practice what they preached? Or were they loy asu kedivrayim? Did they not practice what they preached? Even they agreed that, although in the Beis Medrash they held differently than Beis Hillel, but they agreed that in the Olam Ha'asiya, when it comes to Lamaisa, so then they're supposed to go like Beis Hillel. And that was a machlekes asu kedivrayim or loy asu kedivrayim. The Gemara on today's Amud is going to continue coming, trying to prove whether or not Beis Shammai was asu or loy asu kedivrayim. Now, this is not specifically related to Yevamos Batzem. We mentioned it because we had a machlekes in our Mishnah, a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by Tzaras Erva, whether or not the Tzaras Erva is mutter or aser. But Batzem, this idea, this machlekes about whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim or loy asu kedivrayim is not just with regards to this machlekes, it's a shaila with regards to all of Shas. Anytime we find that Beis Shammai argued on Beis Hillel, so we have a machlekes amarayim, whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim or loy asu kedivrayim. To the point that Taisus on the top of Yedal Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschu loy asu, so Taisus there points out different sugyas and shas that seems to be clear that Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim. Two of them we had already in Araisa, Brachos Yedam Abeis, Beitza Chaf Amud Aleph, and Brachos about leaning for Kriya Shema. It says the Reb Tarfon, he dafka went like Beis Shammai. Also in Beitza on Chaf Amud Aleph, we had the sugya when the Talmidim of Hillel, they wanted to bring the carbon oila on Yom Tov, like the Shita of Beis Hillel, and the Talmidim of Shammai, they started chaperoning them. A third case, Taisus brings us a sugya later in Chulin. But Al Kopanim, Taisus points out that anyways, we're going to have a good raya, so therefore the Gemara didn't mention those sugyas. But just coming to bring out the point that this is not just the machlekes of asu or lay asu. It's not just the machlekes with regards to Tzaras Erva. It's a machlekes throughout all of Shas. And some of the rayas that the Gemara is going to bring on today's Amud is actually going to be from other places in Shas, Lav Dafka, by the din of Tzaras Erva. Says the Gemara now, with that Akdama in mind, says the Gemara Tashema, we have a raya whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim or loy asu, happens to be the first few rayas the Gemara is going to bring is from this din of Tzaras Erva, and then we'll venture to other sugyas of Shas. Says the Gemara Tashema, the Amr Rabbi Yechna Menuri. Rabbi Yechna Menuri said, that hey halacha zu revachas b'Yisrael, that what are we going to do? We have this big machlaikas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Tzaras Erva. According to Beis Hillel, Tzaras Erva is asur. According to Beis Shammai, Tzaras Erva is mutter. It's going to create big friction in Klal Yisrael. It's going to be very difficult. We're going to have yichus issues on both ends. So what are we going to do? How are we going to make it that there should be shalom and that everyone should be on the same page going forward? So said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I have an idea. And we mentioned this earlier. Said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Nasa Kedivri, or he first points out the issue. Nasa Kedivri Beis Shammai, if we continue going like Beis Shammai, and we allow the Tzaras Erva to do Yibam, we allow Shimon to be Meyabim Shprinza, so then Havlad Mamzer le different Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, the Tzaras Erva is Aser, and she remains with the Isser of Eishes Ach, so the child of that relationship is a mamzer. That's a pretty big issue. At the same time, Nasa Kedivri Beis Hillel, if we're going to go like Beis Hillel, and say that the Tzaras Erva is Aser, and she's free to marry Lashuk, she's free to marry Baruch without Chalitza, so Avlad Pagum Ledivri Beis Shammai, it's true the child's on a mamzer, but the child of that relationship between Shprinza and Baruch, between the Tzaras Erva and the outsider, that it's still coming, a child that's born from an Isser Lav, a relationship that involves an Isser Lav of Yevam and Lashuk. So that child is Pagum, Rashi explains, the child would be Pasul Lekahuna. So there's problems on both ends. So said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Boyu v'niskan lahen l'tzareis, let's make a takana, let's tell all the Tzaras Ervas, all the different Tzaras Arayas, Shiuchotzois v'loy misyavmais. Let's tell them that all of them, at Tzaras Erva, let's make a takana, that the Tzaras Erva requires chalitza. And in that way, you're good on both ends. Lefi Beis Shammai, there's nothing wrong with doing chalitza. They were allowed to do yibam, fine. But Lamaisa, they're also allowed to do chalitza. So, and Beis Hillel would have no problem be'etzem with that. There's no iser for Shimon to do chalitza with Shprinza. So there would be no problems Lefi Beis Hillel. And also, there's no problems with Beis Shammai for Beis Hillel to allow them to do chalitza and then for her to get remarried. So then on both ends, you're good to go. There's no isurim happening, no matter whether you halik Beis Shammai or you halik Beis Hillel. She could do chalitza, get married to Baruch, and there's no issues. So says the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that's what he wanted to be mesaken. But lamaisa lo hispiku ligmar es hadavar atcha nitrifa hasha. Lamaisa, whatever happened, happened. There was some sort of aines, and they didn't get the chance to actually make it into a final takana. And then by the time and then nitrifa hasha, they lost the chance. Maybe other things came up, and this was sort of moved to the side, and they never ended up making such a takana, which obviously is all min hashamayim, perhaps because it wanted to be established that the halacha follows Beis Hillel 100%. There's no need to even be chayshish for the shita of Beis Shammai. Whatever the reason is, that's the metzias, that's what happened, that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri was not able to make this takana. Now the Braisa continues, that Amar Lei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, he said, your takana isn't such a good takana. Manasa lehem litzareis harishoinos me'ata. You're saying that we should make a takana, and let's say that every tzaras erva should just do chalitza. Why? Because you want to make sure that everyone's good, that this way there's no isurim happening. But says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but what's going to be with the tzaras erva from last year, that was before this takana was ever made, and she went like Beis Shammai, and she did Yibum with Shimon. Shimon was Miyabim her. Manasa lehem letzaris harishonis miyata. What's going to be with those ones? And now it's going to look really bad, because now you're saying that let's make a takana that no tzaris erev is ever allowed to do Yibum. So it comes out that the tzaris erev from last year that did Yibum because she was from the family of Shammai, she was from the yeshiva of Shammai, you're going to tell me that the child from that relationship is a mamzer, and everyone's going to stay away from her. Even the shamaniks are going to stay away from her, because you're saying that there's a new takana, that the tzaras erva is asur nibum, so that child's going to be stuck forever. They're never going to be able to get married, or at least they're going to be considered a mamzer. You're going to be mighty laz on that child. So now, says the Gemara like this, that was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's taina to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that you're coming to make a takana, that every tzaras erva should do chalitza, but why don't you think about the tzaras erva from last year that did Yibum? You're going to be mighty laz on her and on her children if you make this takana. That's what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel taina to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Now, says the Gemara now, that's the end of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, now, I amr bishlama asu. All is understandable if you say that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedevrayim, that there was a Shimon that was Miyabim Ashprinsa, that there was a Yavam who was Miyabim the Tzaras Erva, they were Asu Kedevrayim. So then, Hainu Dekamer Manasa. Now I understand Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's problem. I understand what he was telling Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. You're coming to make a takana that we should do something that's universal. We should make a universal a system that it works for both shitas. But Lamaisa, you're going to mess up the Tzaras Erva from last year. So that's understandable if you hold that there was a Tzaras Erva from last year that did Yibum because Beis Shammai practiced what they preached. They were Asu Kedevrayim. But if you're going to say that Beis Shammai was never Asu Kedivrayim, they never actually held that they're supposed to go like the Yerushita. Even they understood that the halacha always follows Hillel. If that's the case, so then my manasa. So then what's this taina that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri about manasa? What are we going to do? There was never such a tzaras erva that did Yibum with Shimon. There was never a shprinzer. There was never a Shimon that did Yibum with each other. So what was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's question? So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachum Har Yitzchak. So there seems to be a raya that Asu Kedivrayim. That's what we're holding. There seems to be a raya that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim. To which the Gemara says, not so fast. Amr Rav Nachum Har Yitzchak, that loy nitzricha elo letzara atzma. And we quoted this line from Rav Nachum Har Yitzchak, that no, we're dealing with the tzara herself. We're not dealing with the children. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's taina to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri wasn't what's going to be with last year's tzaras erva with her children. You're going to be mighty laws on her. That's not what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel taina. His taina was on the tzaras erva, on the tzaras erva lefi Beis Hillel, on the tzaras erva that married Baruch, on the shprinza that married Baruch. She married Lashuk without doing chalitza. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was tining to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. You're coming to say that even lefi Beis Hillel, let's make a universal takana that every tzaras erva should do chalitza. But he said manasa with last year's tzaras erva that lefi Beis Hillel, she went and she got remarried Lashuk without requiring chalitza. Says the Gemara speaks this out, that he was talking about the Tzara Atzma, Uma Nasa Hachikamar. When he said Manasa, he was saying as follows, that Hanach Tzara is the Beis Hillel. Those Tzarais of Beis Hillel, that they got married Lashuk without requiring Chalitza, so Le Beis Shammai Hechinavaluhu. So now according to Beis Shammai, what are we going to do with them? Now you're telling me that we're going to say that they all required Chalitza, so now she's going to be stuck, because she already got remarried. She already married Baruch now. So it's true the marriage, the kedushin is chal, it's taifes, but what are you going to do with her? You're telling me that now we should make this takana that every tzaras erva should require chalitza. What are you going to do with the sprinza who married the baruch? What are you going to do with the tzaras erva who married lashuk? Lichlitzu, you're going to tell her now, go back to Shimon, go back to the yavam and do chalitza. That's what you're going to tell her to do. You know what that's going to cause to her shalom bayis with Baruch? Memasya gavrayu. It's going to cause her to be disgusted on their husbands. Their husband's going to see their wife doing now, after they already got married, doing chalitza with her yavam, and they're going to be disgusted by that. Perhaps because it feels wrong, that means that what they did was wrong, and they're going to be disgusted with their wives. You're going to cause shalom bayis issues. V'chite malimasan, and maybe you'll say, okay, but if that's the din, so that's what will have to be. Let them be disgusted by their wives. It's not true, because we know that the ways of the Torah are supposed to be pleasant. That's not very pleasant. You can't just say, we don't care, let them be disgusted. It's not true. The Torah cares about these things. And if so, that's what Rashim ben Gamliel tainted to Rabbi Yechim Menuri, that your takana to make everyone do chalitza is not a good takana, because what's going to be with last year's Tzaras Erva that married Lashuk? What's going to be with last year's Shprinza who married Baruch and she didn't do chalitza? She's going to be stuck, because now you can't tell her to go do chalitza with the oven with Shimon, because that's going to cause her to look that's going to cause her husband to be disgusted by her, and therefore that's her Shem ben Gamliel taina to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that your takana is not a good takana. Now the Ritva points out that avada, if there's an iser at stake, we don't say oh derecha darchei nayam v'chon esivaisa shalom to be ayvran an iser. But the question over here is that you're coming to make a takana, really make her adin we paskin like Beis Hillel that she doesn't require chalitza. You're coming to make a takana so that it should be good even if he Beis Shammai, and you're coming to say that she should require chalitza. But in that's the case, you're coming to make a takana. Your takana is not a good takana because derecha darchei nayam. That's the way the Ritva explains the Gemara. Al kopanim, so we do not have a raya from this braisa about whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedevrayim or loy asu. We tried bringing a raya from here, from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's taina that they were asu kedevrayim, and the Gemara lemaisa rejects the raya that it could be was loy asu, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's taina was really on the sheet of Beis Hillel. Now says the Gemara Vayter, Toshima, another Raya, the Amar Reb Tarfon said, and Reb Tarfon was a Talmud of Shammai, so Reb Tarfon generally went like Beis Shammai, like Tzugi and Brachos, where he went like Beis Shammai by Kriya Shema, by the leaning, so that was Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon generally went like Beis Shammai, and the Braisa says that the Amar Reb Tarfon said, Te'evni Masai Tzaras Habas Liyadi Vesena. I have a Taiva, I can't wait, I wish I would have a Tzaras Habas come to my hand, and I would marry her. So the Mashal Reb Tarfon, let's say, had a brother whose name was Reuven, and Reuven married Reb Tarfon's daughter. Reuven married his niece. He married Reb Tarfon's daughter Bracha, and Reuven was also married to Shprinza. And Reb Tarfon saying, "I wish my brother Reuven would die." I mean, not because he wants his brother to die, but he said, "I have a taiva that my brother Reuven should die, and therefore Shprinza should fall to Yibum to me, like Beis Shammai, that the Tzaras Erva is mutter, even though she's a Tzaras Abbas because she's a Tzara of Bracha. And I wish that she would fall to Yibum to me, and I would be miyabim her." That's what Reb Tarfon said. He said, "I want to show that the halacha follows Beis Shammai, because again, that was what Reb Tarfon was a talmud of Shammai, and like we had in Brachos, the Reb Tarfon liked to show that the halacha is like Shammai." He said, "I can't wait. I have a taiva that a tzaras habas should come to my hand, and I would marry her to show that the halacha is like Beis Shammai." So what do you see from there? It must be asu kedevrayim. If Beis Shammai held that in the world of Maisa you're supposed to go like Beis Hillel, so how could Reb Tarfon say? How could Reb Tarfon say that if a tzaras habas would come to me, I would marry her? What do you mean? Even Beis Shammai agrees that that's only in the Beis Medrash that they said a tzaras habas is mutter, but in the Ilam HaMaisa, so then you go like Beis Hillel. So how could Reb Tarfon say such a thing? So says the Gemara, so this seems to be a right that it's also Kedivrayim. To which the Gemara says that no, Ema V'asi Ena. Not that Reb Tarfon said that I would marry her, but Adarabba, he said, I wish I would have a Tzara Sabas come to me, V'asi Ena, and I would marry her off to someone else. I would marry her off Lashok to show that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel. Well, ask the Gemara, that doesn't seem to make any sense, because he said, I have a taiva to do this. Now, if he was coming to say that I'm going to show that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that's the standard halacha. It wouldn't make sense to say I have a taiva to show that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. It wouldn't make sense for a person to have a taiva to show that the halacha is like Beis Hillel when that's the mainstream halacha. If he was coming to say that I'm going to show like Beis Shammai, that's a chiddush, then it makes sense to say I have a taiva for that. But to go like Beis Hillel, you wouldn't say I have a taiva to go like Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, La'afuke min Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri. Now there is a little bit of a chiddush, because according to Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri said that even if he Beis Hillel, we should make a takana that every tzaras erva should require chalitza. We should make a global takana that every tzaras erva should require chalitza. And that's why Reb Tarfon said, I wish I would have a tzaras habas come to me and I would marry her Lashuk without having her do chalitza, to show that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri. We don't make such a takana that every tzaras habas requires chalitza. Rather, we say that every tzaras erva requires chalitza. Rather, we say that she can marry Lashuk without anything mamish like Beis Hillel. So still no raya about whether or not Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim or lay asu kedivrayim. So says the Gemara another try. Tashema, again from the case of Tzaras Erva, Maisa bebitay shal Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel's daughter, we could call her Bracha, Shaisa nesuo la'abu achiv, that Rabbi Gamliel had a brother whose name was Abba, and Abba married his niece. Abba married Rabbi Gamliel's daughter, he married Bracha. Umeis beloy banim, and Abba died without having any children. So now Bracha fell to Yibam, and Abba also had another wife, Shprinsa. So now Rabbi Gamliel's daughter Bracha, and also Shprinsa, they fall to Yibam to him. And the Gemara says, the Braisa says, V'yabim Rabbi Gamliel as tzarasa, that Rabbi Gamliel went and he did Yibam with Shprinsa with his tzaras bitoy. So you see that Beis Shammai was also kedivrayim. Clearly, Rabbi Gamliel was going like Beis Shammai. And he married his Tzaras Habas. He was Miyabim his Tzaras Habas. He was Miyabim Shprinsa. So you see that even in the Olam HaMaisa, Beis Shammai was also Kedivrayim. To which the Gemara says, no, that cannot be the Pshat in the Braisa. Utisvara, do you really think that that's really what happened? That Rabbi Gamliel was Miyabim his Tzaras Habas, Kipshutai, just like that? Rabbi Gamliel mitamide Beis Shammai? What, you think Rabbi Gamliel was a Tamid of Beis Shammai? Rabbi Gamliel was from the Tamidim of Beis Hillel. So Stam, the whole story doesn't even make any sense. Even if Beis Shammai was also Kedivrayim, Rabbi Gamliel would never be Miyabim at Tzaras Habas. So clearly there were missing some details in the story over here, and there's not going to be any raya about whether or not Asu Kedivrayim or Lay Asu Kedivrayim. This is not a typical case of Tzaras Erva, because otherwise Rabbi Gamliel would never have been Miyabim Shprinsa. He never would have been Miyabim her, because Rabbi Gamliel was a Talmud of Hillel. So Ella, what's going on over here? What's the story? Shani bitay shal Rabbi Gamliel da Ilanus Havoi. The case over here was different. Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was an Ilanus. And if so, being that she was an Ilanus, so therefore Shprinsa falls to Yibam. Shprinsa is not called a Tzaras Erva like we had before. The halacha l'maisa that we pass in, that a Tzaras Ilanus, even Tzaras Ilanus when it's bitay, is chayiv in Yibam. And therefore, since Shprinsa was an Ilanus who's completely mufka from the parsha of, since Rabbi Gamliel's daughter Bracha was an Ilanus, she was mufka from the parsha of Yibam, so memela Shprinsa falls to Yibam. She's Tzaras Ilanus. Afilu bitay, she falls to Yibam. That was the story. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was miyabimer. Nothing to do with the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about a tzaras erva. Here it was different because Bracha was an islandus. Well, ask the Gemara, how could you tell me Bracha was an islandus? Hamidikatani Seifa, the Seifa of the Braisa says, it says that Acherim Ayimrem, that no, Acherim says that you got the story wrong. That Bito Shar Rabbi Gamliel islandus Haisa. That Rabbi Gamliel's daughter was an islandus. So what's that mashma? The Acherim say, Reb Meir, Acherim is a nickname for a mayor. Reb Meir comes and says at the end of the Braisa that no, you got the story wrong. Bracha was an Ilanus. That's how Reb Gamliel was able to be Miyabim Shprinsa, because Bracha was an Ilanus. Mechlal, the Tanakama, Savar, Lav Ilanus, Haisa. That's mashma, that according to the Tanakhama, the story was Kipshutai. Bracha was not an islandus. Only Rameir in the end of the Brisa says that Bracha was an islandus. It's mashma that Lafi the Tanakhama, Bracha was not an islandus. To which the Gemara says no. Both Lafi the Tanakhama and Lafi the Rameir, Bracha was an islandus. But the difference is Hikerba, Veloi Hikerba, Ikebenayo. According to the Tanakhama, the case was even though it was Hikerba, the case was that Abba, Rabbi Gamliel's brother who married Bracha, Abba married her, he knew that she was an islandus. It wasn't Mekach Tais, he knew that she was an islandus. And Afal Pikein, the Tanakhama says that the Tzaras Abbas, Shprinza falls to Yibam to Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because like we said, we had previously in the Gemara, that a Tzaras Islandus doesn't have a Patur from Yibam. And even if it's Bita, Tzaras Islandus is Chayv in Yibam. That's what the Tanakhama held. However, Achirim comes in the end and says that no! Achirim says if it was Hikerbo, if there's no Mekach Tais, so then we pass in that Tzaras Islandus is Aser. Tzaras Islandus is Aser. And if so, Shprinza should be Aser. Rather, comes Achirim and they said that no, the case is not that it was Hikerba. It's not that Abba knew that she was an islandus. It was Lai Hikerba. Abba didn't know that Bracha was an islandus. It was only discovered later. And it comes out it was Mekach Tais. It comes out Abba was never really married to Bracha. And that's how Rabbi Gamliel was able to be Miyabim Shprinza because she wasn't a Tzaras Erva Bichlal. Abba was never married to Bracha because it was Mekach Tais. That's the Shaklavatari and the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Bibayisema, or we could say a totally different teretz. It's true. Lafi the Tanakhama, Bracha was not an islandus. That was Achirim's version of the story. Achirim's version of the story is that Bracha was an islandus, and that's how Rabbi Gamliel was able to be Miyabim Shprinza. Lafi the Tanakhama, Bracha was not an islandus. So how was Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim Shprinza? Zlachayr, she's a Tzaras Habas, and Rabbi Gamliel was from the Tamidim of Hillel. So if so, he would never be Miyabim a Tzaras Erva. So how, Lafi the Tanakhama, how was Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim Shprinza? Says the Gemara, Vibayis Ema, Kanas U Besayv Giresh Ikebinaya. The case was that Abba had married Bracha, and then he married Shprinza, and he was married to both of them at the same time. Afterwards, he went ahead and he divorced Bracha, and so he divorced Rabbi Gamliel's daughter, and then Abba died. So Shprinza was the only one falling to Yibam. So the Tanakhama holds that even though Abba, there was a point in time that Abba was married to Bracha and to Shprinza at the same time, it's Misa Mapeles. Being that the Shas HaMisa, he wasn't married to Bracha anymore because he already divorced her. So therefore, Shprinza falls to Yibam. That's the Tanakhama's version of the story. That's how Rabbi Gamliel was able to be Miyabim Shprinza. However, the Acheron comes and says that no, in such a case, it's Nesu and Harishainas that's Mapeles, and being that there was a point in time that Abba was married to Bracha and to Shprinza at the same time, even though he then divorced Bracha, it doesn't matter. Once he was married to Shprinza at the same time that he was married to Bracha, so she's forever considered a Tzaras Erva. And if so, Rabbi Gamliel would never have been able to be Miyabim Shprinza. How was he able to be Miyabim her? Comes Acheron and says it's because Bracha was an Islandus. That's the Shaklev and the Braisa. Or Ibaisim, a third way of understanding the Shaklavataria is that again, the Tanakhama holds Bracha was not an islandus. So how was Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim Shprinza? Because Yesh Tanai Babia Ike Benayu. The case was, Rashi explains, that when Abba married Bracha, so he made a certain tanai, he made a certain condition that the marriage should be chal on. It was based on a certain condition. And lemaisa, the condition was not fulfilled. However, Abba was bayil bracha. And so the shaila is when you have someone who's bayil his wife when he was married her on al tanai, he married her on condition. So the Tanakhama says that lemaisa, since the condition wasn't fulfilled, so the marriage is null and void. It's mekach tais. The condition wasn't fulfilled. And therefore it comes out l'mafreya that Abba was never married to Bracha, and that's how Rabbi Gamliel was able to be Miyabim Shprinza, because the condition wasn't fulfilled. However, Achirim says, it's a shita that the Rashi brings, that Achirim held, that no, even though the marriage was built ala Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, once Abba was bail her, so we say, ain adam aisa bilasa bilas nus, a person doesn't want to make his bi'ila into a maisa's nus, and it shows that he's maichel on the Tanai. once he's Bailer, it shows that he's Michael on the Tanai, and if so, the Kedushin is Chal. Ah, so how is Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim Shprinza if Abba's Kedushin with Bracha was Chal? Because we don't care about the condition once he was Bailer, so how is Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim Shprinza? That's why Acherim comes and says that, oh, it must be that Bracha was an Ilanos. That's the Shak Vatari in the Braisa. Al Kopanim, it wasn't a typical case of Tzaras Erva. It wasn't Rabbi Gamliel Mamish being Miyabim with Tzaras Erva, going like Beshamai. Anyways, it wouldn't make sense. He wasn't from the Talmidim of Shammai, and so we still have no raya whether or not Beshamai was Asu Kedivrayim or Loi Asu Kedivrayim. So now the Gemara turns to other sugyas of Shas, not pertaining to the din of Tzaras Erva. Says the Gemara, Masav of Misharshi. When Misharshi asked the question, L'chair, we have a raya from the following. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings that Maisa Rabbi Akiva, there was a story with Rabbi Akiva, Shalikate Esrog Be'echud B'Shvat, he picked an Esrog on the first day of Shvat, which according to Beis Shammai is already the start of the new year. When it comes to the halachas of taking off Meiser, so depending on what year of the Shemitah cycle one is in, he takes off a different type of Meiser during the first and second and the fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. The Meiser a person takes off is Meiser Rishon, which goes to a Levi. During the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, Meiser Rishon gets replaced with Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani goes to a poor person. So now, if you have something, if you have an esrog that's from the second year, you take off Meiser Rishon. If you have an esrog from the third year, you take off Meiser Ani. What's the year of, what's the cutoff point? What's the year when it comes to Meisers? So Beis Shammai holds that the cutoff point is Echad B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Anything, an esrog from before Rosh Chodesh Shvat is from the previous year. An esrog from after Rosh Chodesh Shvat is from the following year. Beis Hillel holds that the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanais is Tu B'Shvat, which is the way we pass in. Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanais. And an esrog from before Tu B'Shvat goes to the previous year, and Esrog from after Tu B'Shvat goes to the next year. Now in this story, Rashi brings that it was a second year going into a third year. It was Echad B'Shvat, it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So according to Beis Shammai, we're already now in the third year of the Shemitah cycle when it comes to Ilanais, when it comes to this Esrog that Rabbi Akiva picked, and now he's supposed to take off Meiser Ani because it's a third year Esrog. However, according to Beis Hillel, it's not yet Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanais, it's only Echad B'Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanais. So we're still in the second year. When Rabbi Akiva was to take off Meiser from this Esrog, he's supposed to take off Meiser Rishon and give it to a Levi. L'maisa, what did Rabbi Akiva do? It says that there was a story that Rabbi Akiva picked this Esrog on the first day of Shvat, V'nahag boy shtei isuren, and he took off two Meisers. He took off Meiser Rishon, he gave it to a Levi, and he also took off Meiser Ani and gave it to a poor person. Echad kedivrei Beis Shammai, he took off one Meiser, he took off Meiser Ani to be yaitzei the shita of Beis Shammai, v'echad kedivrei Beis Hillel, and he also took off Meiser Rishon, and he gave it to a Levi to be yaitzei the shita of Beis Hillel. So now, if Beis Shammai was loy asu kedivrayim, so there's no reason for Rabbi Akiva to be asu kedivrayim. Even Beis Shammai themselves were loy asu kedivrayim. So why was Rabbi Akiva coming to be yaitzei the shita of Beis Shammai? Shmami no asu. It must be that Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim, and that's why Rabbi Akiva was also, he was coming to be choshish for the shita of Beis Shammai, just like Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim. So Rabbi Akiva was coming to be yaitzei, he was coming to be choshish for the shita of Beis Shammai. Then the story makes sense. So you have a right from here that Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim, to which the Gemara says that no, it's not a raya. Rabbi Akiva Gemara is stopically. Rabbi Akiva, it's not the Pshani who was coming to be Yaitse Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Shita. Gemara Yistapikle. He was Mesupik. He forgot his Mesaira. He was Mesupik in the Mesaira that he received. Vulayada, he didn't remember. I Beis Hillel Be'echad B'Shvat Amr. I Betu B'Shvat Amr. He didn't remember. He knew that there was a Machlaikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is it Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Is it Tu B'Shvat? And he didn't remember which one was Shitas Beis Hillel. Was Beis Hillel Echad B'Shvat? Or was Beis Hillel two Bishvah, which is a Pella Batsam, but that's what the Gemara says. He forgot, was Beis Hillel's Shita Echad Bishvah, or was his Shita two Bishvah? And being that he wasn't sure which one was the Shita Beis Hillel, that's why he took off two Meisers, one like Beis Shammai, one like Beis Hillel. Not because he was coming to be Yaitse Beis Shammai, it could be even Beis Shammai was like Asu Kedivraim. There's no need to be Yaitse Beis Shammai. The reason why he took off two Meisers is because he wasn't sure if it's the third year Lefi Beis Hillel, or is it the second year Lefi Beis Hillel? And that's why he took off Meiser Rishon and also Meiser Ani. So there's no raya from here if Asu or Loi Asu. Says the Gemara, another raya. Masiv Mar Zutra. We have a raya from the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. Meisav Yolda Kalasai Shal Shammai Azake. The Mishnah over there says that there was a story that Shammai's daughter-in-law, his son's wife, his daughter-in-law gave birth to a child, Shammai's grandchild, Shammai's grandson. So Maisa v'yolda kalasa shel Shammai azaken ufiches es ha'maziva. And so what he did was, it was Sukkot's time. So Shammai, he opened up the sunroof of the room where the child was sleeping, v'sichech al gabe mito, and he put some schach over there by the sunroof, b'shvil katan, in order that the katan should be in the sukkah. So it's machlekes b'shammai b'shillel, what's the age of chinuch for a child when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah? B'shillel holds it's only once a child doesn't need his mother anymore. A newborn baby is for sure not chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. However, b'shammai held it no. Beis Shammai said that even a young child is chayiv midin chinuch in the mitzvah of sukkah. So what do you see from here? That Beis Shammai went like their shita, or this Shammai himself even, Shammai Hazaken went like his shita, and he went and he put his grandson under the sukkah. So you see, Shmami na asu. You see that Beis Shammai was asu, even in the Olam HaMaisa, cared to go like his shita. It wasn't just a shita in the Beis Medrash. They practiced what they preached, and that's why Shammai wanted his son to be in the sukkah. So says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. And this is the first time we're going to have this type of teretz. Says the Gemara, it's true. In this case, it was Asu Kedivrayim. In this case, in a Hanami. You're right. You see from here that Shammai practiced what he preached, and he didn't just have the Shita in the base Medrash that the child is Chayiv in Sukkah. He even did it in practice, and he wanted his grandson to be in the Sukkah. But Hasim over there, it's different. The reason why they were Asu was because Haraya Oimer L'Afushe Avir Ka'avid. Someone who sees Shammai doing this doesn't see that Shammai is opening up the roof because he's being asu kedivreya. A person who sees Shammai opening up the roof might just assume that the reason why he's opening up the roof is so that the child should have some fresh air, putting some schach on to protect him from the sun, but it's all just to give the child fresh air. It doesn't seem like he's coming to be naig like his shita. Now, why does that make a difference? So Rashi on the top of Tezvavim and Beis explains, because even what's the pshat of loy asu kedivrayim? Why is it that Shammai would be loy asu kedivrayim? Says Rashi that the reason why Shammai would be loy asu kedivrayim is because of Lysis Gaididu, is because Shammai didn't want it to be near a Kishtei Tyrus. He didn't want Klal Yisrael to be divided in a way that it would seem like there's two Tyrus. There's the Tyrus Hillel and there's Tyrus Shammai, and there's such a large division in Klal Yisrael. And that's why typically Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim. However, was Loi Asu Kedivrayim. They went like Hillel. They were Loi Asu Kedivrayim. They didn't go like their own Shita. However, if there was a case where they could go like their own Shita in a way that it's not Nicker, so then there's no problem. It's not near a Kishtei Tyrus, and that's the pshat over here in the Gemara. That's the pshat that Shammai was okay putting his child, his grandson, in the sukkah, even though typically they were loy asu kedivrayim. It could be that really they were loy asu kedivrayim. There's no raya from here, at least, that it was asu. It could be really loy asu. And over here, the fact that Shammai put his grandson in the sukkah could just be because of the fact that it wasn't nicker. Because again, because then it's not near a Kishtei Tyrus, which is interesting because the Gemara earlier said other reasons why Shammai was loy asu kedivrayim, either because of the baskel or because Hillel was the rive. L'maisa Rashi over here says a different pshat. Rashi says it's because of Lysis Gaididu, it's so that it shouldn't be near a Kishtei Tyres. That's why Shammai was loy asu kedivrayim. The nafka mina being that if you have a case where it's not nicker, so then Beis Shammai was comfortable being asu kedivrayim. But with regards to the general shayla of asu or loy asu, there's no raya from Mar Zutra. So says the Gemara, Masiv Marzutra. Marzutra asks another question. From here we could see whether or not Shammai was also Kedivrayim or Lai Asu. It's a Mishnah Mikvais. It says, Maisa B'Shoikas Yehu. There was a story with the Sheikah of Yehu. So the Sheikas Yehu, Rashi explains, was a very large stone that was hollow. There was a hole. It was hollow. The stone had a big hole in it. And there was water that dripped from a mountainside into this stone. So this stone now had a large amount of water in it. Now it wasn't exactly 40 saw. It was less than 40 saw. However, there was a hole that connected this stone to a mikvah, and that mikvah had 40 saw. So being that there was a chibur between the stone and the mikvah, so that's how this stone, even though it itself didn't have 40 saw of water for the mikvah, being that it was connected to a mikvah which had 40 saw, so that made it that this stone was actually halachically a valid mikvah. Like we had in the end of Chagigam, the sugya of Chibur by a mikvah. So being that the stone had a hole in it, connecting it to the mikvah, that's what made it that it was kasher for tefillah. And so says Marzutra, says the Mishnah Mikvais, there was this big stone in Yerushalayim, and there was a hole in it that connected it to a mikvah which had 40 saw of water. And says the Mishnah, and all the tyrants in Yerushalayim, they used to dunk into this mikvah, into the stone, so they considered it a valid mikvah because of the hole that connected it to the actual mikvah which had 40 saw. Veshalchu Beishamai, and Beishamai sent some people, verchivuha, and they widened the hole. There was a hole that connected it to the mikvah, but Beishamai shita, she Beishamai oimrim achatipachis beruba. The shita of Beishamai is that we only consider it a chibur to a mikvah if it's mostly open. If there's just a little hole that opens it to a mikvah, that doesn't allow us to say that the water in the stone would be considered kosher. It's only if it's open beruba to the mikvah, that's when we're machshir the waters inside the stone. So therefore, when Beishamai saw that people were being tivling things inside this stone, so Beishamai went and they widened the hole. Utananim, we learned in the Mishnah that ear of mikvahs kashvei feres hanoid, that lefi beis hillel, it's not true lefi beis hillel. So the shear of to combine the two mikvahs, it only has to be kashvei feres hanoid, like the size of a tube, but oivya bechalala, both including the thickness of the tube and also the hole of the tube, kishtei etzbais, which is the shear of two etzbais, two fingers, that you can put two fingers through the hole, chayzer islam kaiman, and you could wiggle the two fingers around, you can make a circular motion with the two fingers. According to Beis Hillel, that's the shear of the hole that's needed to combine the two mikvais. So what do you see from here? That the fact that Shammai went and widened the hole, so Shmami na asu, so you see that Beis Shammai was asu kedivrayim. You see Beis Shammai went like their shita, it wasn't just the machlekes in the Beis Medrash, what's the shear of the hole to combine the two mikvahs? It's something that Beishamai did also l'maisa. Beishamai went and they widened the hole. So you see from here, Shmami na asu, you see that Beishamai went like their shita. To which the Gemara again says that no, it's true over here they went like their shita, but Hasam over there, it's an exception, because Haraya Aimer la'afushe mayahu dekavet. And the reason why they widened the hole is because they just wanted there to be more water in there. That's why they widened the hole. Not because of any sort of halachic reason, it was just to get more water. And that's a Rashi over here. By this Gemara, Rashi says, v'loi dami l'shtei tyrus, and therefore it wasn't similar, it's not near a k'shtei tyrus, and that's why they were also k'divrayim. But it could be, that really in general, Shammai was loy asu kedivrayim because they were chayshish for leisis guy to do, and that we still have no raya whether or not, generally speaking, Beishamai was asu kedivrayim or loy asu kedivrayim.